The unlimited possibilities of prayer. One of the most glorious prayer promises in the Bible is in Jeremiah chapter 33, verse number 3. Call to me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. This verse tells us how much the Lord is willing and waiting to do for his people if only they will come before him in humility and make known their request to him. In this promise, God seems to say to us, Psalm chapter 81, verse number 10, I am the Lord your God, who broke you out of the land of Egypt. Open your mouth wide, and I will fill it. How many times there is in our lifetimes that we ask him for a little, when in truth, he is inviting us to ask him for a lot. You know, there are two sides to prayer, the human side and the divine side. You know, we don't pray to ourselves thinking that we are going to grant our own prayer, but instead we pray to a divine deity, God the Father, that through our prayer of asking him that he will answer our prayer. So as humans, we ask, and God is divine, answers. This means that prayer is conditional. The answer to prayer is conditional upon our praying. God can never answer our prayer if no prayer is given. In looking at Matthew chapter 18, verse number 19, we find Jesus speaking on prayer. Again, I say to you that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. Then again, in James chapter 4, verse number 2, you lust and do not have. You murder and covet and cannot obtain. You fight and war, yet you do not have because you do not ask. Now let's look at man's part to pray and God's part of answering. Number 1, man's part, the asking side of prayer. So now we must ask, what is man's part to prayer? Will it, or does it consist of some difficult or complicated process? Maybe there is a formal or informal praying style that we must be aware of. That is not of this. The simple and complete definition of the man's side of prayer is contained in only three words. Call to me. Underline this. Call to me. Prayer simply means to call upon God, the Creator, man, calling out to the Creator that loves his created Creator, man. Or you might see the child petitioning its father. This may seem somewhat strange to some folks that we call God our Father, but that is exactly what Jesus and the Bible teaches us, that we are children of God, so we call him our Heavenly Father. Now the three words call to me tells us three things in reference to prayer. Number 1, the sources of prayer. Where does it begin? Does real prayer begin with the prayer? No, prayer begins with God. He takes the initiative, and by the Holy Spirit he makes man the channel of the petition. Look at Romans chapter 8, verse number 26. This is what happens. Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weakness, for we do not know what we should pray for us with ask, but the Spirit himself makes intercessions for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Let's always look at James chapter 5, verse number 16. Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Second, the simplicity of prayer. As I have stated in some other books, there is no formal or informal way to pray. What could be simpler than calling out to God? There are some stipulations. God will only answer the prayer of repentance from those who do not believe. However, for those who do believe, he not. one hears every word but answers. Okay, the third, the scope of prayer. The scope of prayer. How far does prayer reach? What are the limits of prayer? The answer to these questions is anyone can pray. See Romans chapter 10, verse number 12 to 14. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon him. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? Praying about anything. Mark chapter 11, verse number 24. Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. And you can pray anywhere. See Matthew chapter 18, verse number 19 to 20. Again I say to you that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them. And pray at any time, see Psalm chapter 55, verse number 70. Evening and morning and at noon I will pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. But we must keep in mind that this applies to those who have accepted Jesus as their Savior and believe in him. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse number 12. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. You see, the sin of the man separates us from God, and only through Jesus Christ can sins be forgiven. God would say it no other way. Look briefly at Isaiah chapter 59, verse number 2. But your iniquities have separated you from your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you so that he will not hear. Okay, that's the main part about the asking side of prayer. Now, we will see that God's part, the answering side of prayer. As said above, unless man accepts and believes the gospel of Jesus Christ and believes in his death, burial and resurrection, believing this in his heart, until then man remains an enemy of God. Through the Lord Jesus we call to God and as his children, for we were purchased by Jesus for this purpose. As we call out to God the Father, he immediately responds. Sometimes it is not what we ask, and at a time it is not as timely as requested, but God is sovereign and his providence is perfect. He is never early, nor is he late. Prayers are answered in his will and at the exact moment needed. So now we must ask, what kind of answer does God give? Okay, number one, a certain answer. I will answer. Yeah, we cannot pray and fail to get an answer. Well, here is God's guarantee about it. What a difference it will make if we could only take God and his word and believe what he says. When we pray, God answers. The answer may be direct. Very often when we pray, it is like taking a check to the bank and receiving the money before we leave the premises. Look up Isaiah chapter 65, verse number 24. It shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer, and while they are still speaking, I will hear. Okay, next, the answer may be different. It will come, but it's very different from what we expected. The Apostle Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse number 7 to 9, about this. thorn in the flesh, and lest I should accept it above measure by the abundance of your revelations, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I be accepted above measure. Concerning this thing, I pleaded with the Lord 3 times that it might depart from me. And he said to me, My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly I will rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. God's will is accomplished it and every time. There is no maybe this or maybe that. God is always right. We cannot see that what will be tomorrow or even the next minute, but God knows. He already has a willful plan for that minute. We need only trust Him. And next, the answer may be delayed. How often our prayers seem to be in vain, but God is simply saying to us, Wait, I'm going to answer your prayer in my time. Oh, this is so very hard for us to do. We are a people this day and age of instantaneous responses. But you know, God is not that way. While it may be true that He does perform miracles to accomplish His desire, but it is not always the case. Okay, we will see next. The answer may be a denial. Sometimes God says no. Look at 1 Kings chapter 19, verse number 4. It says that, But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a broom tree, and he prayed that he might die and said, It is enough. Now, Lord, take my life, for I am no better than my fathers. This is Isaiah the prophet. Just before this statement, God had answered and gave Isaiah a great victory. But now look at this request. Oh God, let me die. Man always acting on instant talk and emotion, unable to see like God sees. Can we not trust God to know what is best for us, or do we always have to be stiff-necked and hard-headed? God knows how we are, yet He loves us so much, and we can see what a good thing it is that God does not always answer our prayers in the way we want Him to. It is obvious that we don't know what's best for ourselves. Okay. Second point, a personal answer. I, blah blah blah, and you. The greatest answer to prayer is God's revelation of Himself, not the blessing that we want, but an enrichment of our close walk and fellowship with Him. All this is illustrated in the above scripture, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse number 7 to 9. And receiving a revelation from the Lord and the promise of the sufficiency of His grace, Paul received a far more wonderful answer to his prayer than if God had removed the thorn. And just as God's answer to Paul was a personal one, so His answer to you and me is personal. The 3 point, a visible answer. That is the word tell you or show you, and look at Matthew chapter 6, verse number 6. But you, when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. We pray God gives to us a demonstration of His power so that we can say, That is the answer to my prayer. Real prayer is not like setting arrows off in the sky and then never seeing them again. Real prayer is making specific and definite requests before the throne of grace and receiving such definite and specific answer that we are able to say, That is the answer to my prayer. The point number 4 is a mighty answer. Notice the words greed and unsearchable in Jeremiah chapter 33 verse number 3. Call to me and I will answer you and tell you greed and unsearchable things you do not know, meaning inaccessible things, hard things, things that humanly speaking are impossible. Read how full the Bible is of illustrations of God doing the impossible in answer to the prayers of his people. Look at the following: Joshua, Samuel, Kings, James, Daniel, Acts. How changed we should be about this historic evidence of the power and possibilities of prayer. The point of number 5, overwhelming answer. Notice the words, things you do not know. They almost suggest that answers to prayer may be greater than the last answer. Look up Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask for or think, according to the power of the power that works in us. God always gives more than all we ask or imagine. Thank you all, and see you on the next chapter. Bye bye. God bless you.